paragraph Yudches, v'ze bechinas ma shenistapku rabbeisenu bekoil hatrua imhu ma she'anu koyren shvorim imhu ma she'koyren trua. With this, we'll understand the famous debate in the Gemara, where the rabbis try to understand when the Torah uses the word trua, what does it mean? Does it mean that what we call today trua, that staccato sound, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, or is it what we call shvorim? Ta-ta-ta. V'hiskinu lotzeis kol hasfekois litkoya kulam. And our rabbis established that in order to cover all bases, in order to make sure we're covering all the opinions and all the possibilities and everything, we end up blowing 100 sounds of the shofar altogether. Mea koilos. Because Rabbein Azal explains over there in the beginning of the chapter on Likutei Moran, in the beginning of Torah Aleph and Likutei Moran Tanina, that's what this halach is based on again, shehatikun hu al yedei shloisha regolim, that the tikun is based on the correction, the rectification is based on the three holidays. Shaydeze mesaknin shalosh taivus anal. They give a person the ability, the das, the moichin, the sechel, to correct all the three taivus, shehem taivus momoin umishgol vachila, which are the desire for excess money, an excessive desire for women, and a desire for excess food. Vaydeze zoichin liyira vilenevua vilatfila. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that a Jew who is zeicher to overcome, to fully control these three taivos, that person will be zeicher to prophecy and fear and respect for Hashem and tefillah to perfection. All of these to perfection. V'achar kach kosav shum, afterwards Rabbeinu Zal writes there, Avol yesh sholosh avoidois shehe mafsidin avoidas hatfilah. There are three problems, there are three negative things that can destroy a person's tefillah, that can rob him of his success in tefillah. Shehem bechinas avoydezora v'giloy arayos v'shvichas domim v'chulu, ayin shom. They are idol worship, adultery, and murder. And look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains exactly what he means by that. Move on shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, it is impossible for a Jew to be zeicher to really perfect his tefillah with the help of the three holidays, which help us correct the three taivos, unless the Jew also succeeds in breaking these three evils. Rab Nosson Zal says, "V'hinei lechoyre koshe." There seems to be a problem here. Shetayvas mishgal choishev shtei pomim. The desire for women is being listed twice. Ki betchila mazgir tikin tayvas zoyis b'sholosh hatayvos. It's included as one of the original three. When we spoke about the three holidays, that they help a person overcome the three taivos, one was money, the second was women, and the third one was food. So we have it listed over there. Shemisaknim alidei shloisha regolim, shem taivas mom yishkol achila, v'yacharka choyzer v'choyshev oyseh b'sholosh avodas rois. And then he lists it again when he speaks about the three avoidois rois. Tfila is called avoida, v'avadetem esash. And the Gemara and Rabbeinu Zal says that there are three things that are called avoida that are the opposed to tefillah, avoida zora and gilui arayos. So there also shehem avoida zora gilui arayos shvichas domim. So it's being listed a second time. Ach hanira hu sheyesh chiluk bein sholosh avoida sanal lesholosh taiva sanal. Anyone that learns that chapter on the Likutei Moran over there has this question that Rav Nosson Zal is asking over here. What does Rabbi Nachman mean? In the beginning of the chapter, he talks about overcoming three taivos. Three, 4 pages later, he says, and you also have to overcome three avoidos. What's the difference between a taiva and an avoida? And both of them seem to be very similar. In fact, he just showed an example of one of them, which seems to be the same thing. ki sholosh avodos hanal shehim bechinas avodah zara v'gil arayis shfichas damim tzrichim l'shabrom ulevatlom legamri betachlis. The three things that Rabbi Nizal mentions later in that chapter, which are avodah zara, gil arayis, shfichas damim, those are things that a Jew has to get rid of completely. Erase it, wipe it out totally. Aval sholosh midos, whereas the three character traits that Rabbeinu Zal mentions earlier in the chapter, shehem taivas momoin, u'mishkol v'achila, tzrichin tikun al yedei hashloish shamoichim. They require tikun, they require fixing, not eliminating, not destroying. The person has to fix them using the three moichin, which a person receives on the three holidays. Dahainu, shekol mido me'elu hasholish tzrichin lesaknon ulahachnion ulavatel kol hora sheboi ulavara hatoiv sheboi. When we speak about these things, taivas momoin, taivas nosh, there's a bad to it and there's a good side to it. And the Jew has to be able to sort out, to identify, to recognize the bad aspect of money and the good aspect of money, and get rid of the bad and beautify, strengthen the good. The same thing is when it comes to relationships with women. The same thing is regarding food. Ki yesh boi bechinas toi vora, because there is good and bad in it. Ki bikdusha tzrichin kol elu hadvarim, because in religion, you need these three things. To be Jewish, you have to eat. Everybody knows that, right? Whether it's salami, bologna, ice cream, vegetarian, tofu, whatever it is. Judaism requires eating. You have to eat to stay alive, to keep the body and soul together. And then there's Shabbos and Yontet, there's Suda. This Suda, Smitzvah, it's wall-to-wall eating. There's a lot of eating in Yiddishkeit. And then so too the other two things. Page one in the Torah, you have to get married. Can't live without women. Can't live with it. Can't live without. Can't live without, right? Everybody knows that. And so too money. To be Jewish, every inch, tzitzis, tefillin, yarmulke, the mikvah, everything. It's ve'yefshir lihiyos bilodam. It's impossible to do without them. Kegoin momoin. Let's money, for example. Shetayvas momoin hi bevadai mido ro moid. The uncontrolled desire for money, the desire for unlimited money, you know, it's not money without limitations, without boundaries, is definitely something very, very bad, very harmful. Ukimavura b'divrei Admorazal, come upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran many times. Aval af al pi kein, however, despite all of this bad, 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 bikdusha, bevadai tzrichin hamomoin. When it comes to holiness and religion, you definitely need money. Ukimavura bedvorav zal mailas momoin dekdusha. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in several places in his teachings, the incredible importance of money, how special money is, where it comes from. It comes from the same place that the soul comes from. V'chein mishgol, and so too the relationship with women. Bishvil kiyum ha'olam bikdusha ubetara koroi, in order for a man to have a relationship with a woman, with holiness and purity properly, in order to keep the world going, hu bevadai mitzvah gedoyla. That definitely is a major mitzvah. Ki hu mitzvah rishoina batorah. It's the first mitzvah in the whole Torah. V'chein achila, bevadai, and so to eating, most definitely. Yefshel hiskayim b'lo achila, a human being cannot exist without eating. U'mechuyav odom lechel b'gdusha b'shvil kiyam nafshoy. And a Jew is required to eat with holiness in order to sustain his life, his soul. K'moy shekosov tzadik oichel esoy v'nafshoy. A tzadik eats to satisfy, to satiate his soul. Ubefrat b'shabosos v'yamim toivim, and especially on Shabbos and Yontif, nimtza, shekol eilu hasholosh midos tzrichin birur v'tikun. That these three midos, which Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in the beginning of that chapter in the Kutran, they require fixing, not eliminate, not destroying, but repairing. Dainu lochni arash b'hem legamri, to get rid of the bad aspect of it totally. Ulevarer rak hatoiv, and to sort out the good, only the good. Lehisnaig b'hem b'gdusha u'betahara kertzanisbor, to conduct myself with money, with food, with women, with holiness and purity, the way Hashem wants me to. Aval sholosh avoidos hanal, whereas the three avoidos that Rabbeinu Zal mentions later in that chapter on the Keturah, Shem Bechinas Avoidezora, Gilui Arai, Shvichas Domim, Tzrichim Leshabrom Ulevatlam Legamri Betachles Hashvira Bitul. We have to destroy, wipe out, eliminate totally. Ki Avoidezora, because let's take, for example, idol worship. Vafilu Pegam Emuna, even the slightest defect in our faith, even the slightest deficiency in our faith, Shehi Bechinas Avoidezora, which is a degree of Avodah Zarah. The Baal Shem Tov says that in Kriya Shema we say, Visartem v'avadatem elokim acherim. You will turn away and you'll worship idols. The Baal Shem Tov says, 1 millimeter turning away from Hashem is 1 millimeter turning in the direction of Avodah Zarah, chas v'shalom. So any pegam emuna is taking a step in the direction of Avodah Zarah, chas v'shalom. Bevadai tzrichen leshaber ulevate legamri. This stuff we got to destroy completely. Any idol worship or any lack of emuna, we have to get rid of totally. Shlo yishor banu chas v'shalom shum shemetz avodah zarah. Not to allow any trace of avodah zarah to be part of us in any way. Dahinu shelo yishor bodom shum nidnud pegam emuna chas v'shalom. That I shouldn't allow any tiny defect of emuna in any part of me, from head to toe. Rabbeinu Zal says in the Kudimran that the emuna has to go mamish from head to toe. By Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayhi yodo emuna." His hands were emuna. The emuna has to be in every organ of the body. V'chein gilui arayos, and so too committing sins, illicit relationships with women, osur legamri, is totally forbidden. Ki gilui arayos Nikra Be'isur. The term Gilui Arayos refers specifically to forbidden relationships. Ubozeh ein shum toiv. And in that, there is no good whatsoever. Ubevadai tzrichin leshaber legamri. And a person has to be able to break out of that completely, to destroy that completely. Shelo yishor bo shum tzad hirhur klal. That not only in action, not only in speech, but even in thought, not to have any thoughts that deviate one iota from where Hashem wants my thoughts to be regarding my own wife. V'chein shvichus damim, and so too murder. V'afilu bizui anoshim. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran says that another form of murder is insulting somebody. Insulting somebody, embarrassing somebody, shenikra shfichus damim, which the Gemara refers to as spilling that person's blood. Kemavor Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there, bevadai osur legamri. That definitely is totally forbidden. Ki osur levazoi shum odom sheboilam. It is forbidden to insult any person in the world. Kemavor Hashem, as the Gemara says, al tehi boz lechol odom. Don't insult anybody. Nimtza. She'elu hasholosh avoidos tzrichen leshaber levat legamri v'lo yishar mehem shum zecher klal. The three avoidos that Rabbeinu Zal lists, there, what you're looking to do is eliminate it totally. Aval sholosh midos hanal, whereas the three midos that were mentioned earlier in Likutei Moran, shehem momoin u'mishkol v'achila, which are money and women and food, shom medaber mikdushas elu hataivos, afilu beheter. There, Rabbeinu Zal is talking about a person purifying himself and sanctifying how he deals with those three things, even in what's permissible, even with his own wife, to make sure that he conducts himself with the greatest degree of purity and holiness that he's capable of, that he can on his level. And so too with food. Even if we're talking about eating perfectly kosher, healthy food, even there, to conduct oneself b'kedusha b'tahara, limited, and with thought, how much I need, do I need it now, and the bracha with kavana, everything. Shom medaber mikdusha se elata. So the other af al pishet zrichin his gabrus godoil ukedusha godoil leshaber kol elatayves beheter. Even though it takes tremendous effort and strength for to a person and holiness for a person to break those desires, even within to keep it within a framework of what's permissible. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, kadeshatzmecha b'mutarloch. Purify yourself, sanctify yourself, even in what's permissible. Meaning, even if something is permitted, you don't have to go all the way. You don't have to go crazy. Afal pikein, bevadai behechrich, sheyishtameish be'elu hasholish midos b'gdusha b'shvil kiyum olam. However, you have to admit that the person must have a relationship with these three things, with money, with food, and women, in order to keep the world going. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal mentions women specifically in both categories, among the taivos and among the avoidos. Because the difference between them is like what we just explained. V'alkein kan b'tikun ha'sholosh midos medaber b'tayvos ha'mishgol shetzrichen l'saken gam achizas ha'tayvos yesh bo mehayinika ein shom. In the earlier part of Likut Imran there, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the tayvos mishgol, that a person has to fix it, meaning to make sure not to allow the Yetzirah to affect it, to put bad thoughts or bad actions or anything, and not to be harmed by the effects, the negative effects that a person has received even from when he was nursing from his mother. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that even from when a child is born and it's nursing from its mother, even then it can be taking inside of itself positive things or negative things. And when the child grows up afterwards and is working on his midah, is trying to get rid of his anger and his all different things, he might not know, but Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there that some of that is what he got in his mother's milk from when he was being nursed at the time. And he still has to work at overcoming that, getting certain things out of his system that he took into his system from that time. I remember seeing one time an article written about the Arabs and about their hate for the Jewish people. And somebody was saying that all the explanations, it's all nonsense. This is something that's passed down generation to generation in the mother's milk. That's where they get it from. Because this is their heritage. This is something that's, it starts at that age without any rationalization. It's not based on we did this or we did that. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where Rabbeinu Zal makes this point that a person has to work on himself throughout his life to rid himself of all the midos rois and everything, even things that he took, that he received from the time that he was nursing as a child. V'zeh bevadai tachlis hakedusha, and this certainly is like the peak of holiness, and the goal, shetzrichen lekadish atzmoi kol kach, the person has to try to purify himself so much, at sheyegarish mimenu gam achizas hatayva hanechas boi machmas hayinika, to be able to get rid of any wrong desire, any excessive desire for women or anything like that, that he drew upon himself even from the time that he was nursing from his mother. There are people that say that a child, an 8-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, what do they know? Mixing boys and girls together at that age doesn't mean it. It's nonsense. It doesn't matter. Rabbeinu Zal says over here that a child, when it's nursing from its mother, is being affected by the male-female connection. And that itself could be something that the person has to work on his whole life to elevate, to purify, to sanctify. Kikan be'elu hasholosh midos medaber mitachlis hakedusha gam beheter. Because when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about working on these three midos, taivas mamon, there he's talking about the person purifying himself to the highest degree possible, each person on his level, that even within what's permissible, a person has to try to purify himself in these three areas, even in what's permissible according to halacha. What do you mean? I got $100 million. I gave $10 million away to tzedakah, and then I gave another $10 million to go really big. So I gave $20 million away to tzedakah. Now the $80 million I'm left with, nobody's going to tell me how many breakfasts I can eat. Nobody's going to tell me which restaurant I can go to, which I can go to the most expensive. Not true. If you want to be a real, real good Jew, even after you did what you were required to do, al pi halacha this, that, still, even within what's kosher, there's a concept of trying to be better and better and better. Each person trying to grow gradually within what he's capable of doing to go higher and higher. Not to use these things to satisfy his own physical desire. Not to use his money or food or women just to satisfy his own physical desire. But rather, only the minimum that's needed to be able to serve Hashem with holiness and purity, the way Hashem wants us to serve him.